Hear now the words.
Join me
connected
Tuesday and Fridays at 15 hours UTC as I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction, stories 75 or 100 years old.
Disconnected. Connected.
I am NB0X, that's November Bravo 0X-ray, the net control operator for today, and my name is Matthew. And I am in Southern California in the San Diego area, and my SDF username is nonlinear. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via the Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And I would like to thank Reg, VK6DQQ, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net, and that means if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and this week's question is, I'm curious and would like to know about what antennas you use, so in your rig and your setups, whether it's HT antennas or base antennas or HF or VHF, whatever you're using, I'd like to hear about it and how that's working out for you, and if you have any plans or ideas for new antennas that you would like to do, and if you've made your own antennas or just use commercial off-the-shelf type antennas. So I'd like to talk about anything and everything regarding antennas today. And so with that, I will take several rounds of check-ins, and we'll then go down the list, and everyone will have a chance to greet and make a comment or ask a question. If you'd like to check in, please come with your call sign, name, location, and your SDF username if you have one. So anybody like to check in, please come now.
This is AB9FJ, Wayne, in East Central Illinois, SDF user, day to be awake.
Papa Yankee 2, Bravo India Lima, Guillermo, São Paulo, and Brazil.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Papa Uniform Golf, located in Bozeman, Montana, United States. Username is developer.
All right, so with that, I have three calls I've taken, AB9FJ, PY2BIL and KG4PUG, love that call, by the way. And so let me go ahead and see if there's anybody else who'd like to check in now for the first round. Please come now if you'd like to check in.
And Victor Echo 7 Kilo India, username is the same as my call, Lee7KF.
Whiskey 0, Tango Tango Yankee. Steven in Seattle, Washington, SDF user ID, SMJ.
Okay, I think we have a good start here for the net. So with that, we'll go back up to the top of my list, and when we get to the bottom, we'll see if there's anybody else who would like to check in. So with that, AB9FJ, Wayne. So be interested to hear what you use for antennas and anything related to antennas you'd like to discuss. So with that, Wayne, you have the floor.
Okay, well, you know, this is a pretty big topic. I would almost have narrowed it down, you know, like maybe this week only talk about HF antennas, and next week talk about VHF and UHF, and then after that, maybe we can have another one to talk about microwave and all kinds of dishes and stuff like that. So I don't have a whole, I do have quite a lot of antennas here. I have a small lot, though, so I can't put up big long wires. So back when I was doing HF, I got a few ham sticks, and that's about the extent of my HF antenna farming, I guess. Got lots of mag mount antennas. I live in a mobile home with a steel roof, so I can put all kinds of mobile antennas on the roof, and that's what I've done. I probably got, I don't know, 8 or 10 mag mount antennas up there. Some of them are those aforementioned ham sticks. Most of them are VHF, UHF, dual band kind of antennas. Got a few Yagis up there for things like 440, and 144. What else? I've built some of my antennas too. I've done things like tape measure Yagis for fox hunting. I've got some designs that are kind of on the shelf here, but I mean to finish them, little Moxon antennas for UHF, nice little compact little antennas. That's all I can think of really right now worth talking about, so I think that's probably close to timeout, so I'll pass it back to the net control, maybe 9FJ.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And yeah, I think maybe if there's interest, I'd certainly think we could delve deeper into particular bands or frequencies. But I just want to get a kind of lay of the land this week and see what people are doing and where the interests lie. And so with that, I will send it to PY2BIL. Guillermo, you have the floor.
Thank you, Matthew. This is PY2BIL. The G Cremary is my SDF username, which I missed before. So antennas, yeah, for HF, I'm using now the commercial antenna from Comet, CHV5X, which is a quite interesting antenna, multi-band. I guess it goes from 6 meters to 40 meters. So that covers quite a bit of a spectrum. I live in an apartment, so again, I don't have any space to put up any large antenna. Even though I have a dipole 80, 40 meters, which I use when I'm out in the field eventually, right? And but this Comet antenna works pretty good, so I'm pretty happy with that one. I also have a vertical antenna with which inductance loaded kind of antenna. So that also works, but you have to go out and change those coils for when you switch frequencies. So that's on the HF side. I also have a magnetic loop for 10 meters, which I have used just a little bit. It's a little bit tricky in my setup here to get that tuned and work, but I should spend more time on that. Magnetic loop really are promising. So on the VHF, UHF, I usually use two antennas. One is a dual band, sort of an open sleeve kind of antenna, homebrewed antenna. Works pretty nice. And then I have a dual band, actually is a car antenna, right, which I have put on a ground plane so that it works here out of my window. And that one works pretty good too. So that's what I have here. I have a bunch of mobile antennas for my car. One is, let's stop for a sec here. One is also a coil-loaded antenna, branded, a commercial one, branded OPEC, which is a jumper cable that you can set on that large coil it has on the base, and adjusting the length. You just make it resonant for a certain frequency, and that goes also from 6 to 80, yes, 6 to 80 meters, from 2 to 80 actually. So that's one you can use on your car, not while you drive, but when you park somewhere, I use that too. So that's all on the antenna topic for what I have here. So back to unit control, this is PY2BIL.
PY2BIL and B0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in and being here today. And that's very interesting. Lots of different things you got going on there. That's kind of where I'm at a little bit. Maybe I'll just talk about my antennas a little bit later. We'll get through the bottom of the list, and I'll talk about what I do, and then we'll take another round of check-in. So with that, KG4PUG, you are next on the list. You have the floor.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Matthew. And by the way, if I sound off at all, please let me know. I just reinstalled Qtel here on my Debian machine, and I had to kind of play with the pulse audio setting. So if I'm over-modulated, under-modulated, please let me know. don't have an antenna up at the moment. I'm getting ready to move, but when I do, on HF, I work probably 99% CW, and I'd say 50 to 60% QRP. So I use basically a 67-foot long wire that I tie off to a tree branch or wherever I can, going into an MFJ random wire tuner. And with that setup, I've worked about 150 countries on CW. And when I've had the space, I've also put up 135-foot long wire, which does pretty well on 80, and I've even been able to manage to make some contacts on 160 on the top band with that one. So very simple setups here, and that's pretty much what I run for HF. So we'll hand it back to the group, KG4PUG.
Hi, KG4PUG, NB0X. Well, thank you for checking in today and being here today. And that, you know, it's amazing what you could do with just wires. I've listened to podcasts about folks who have just even loaded up coil springs on their bed and been able to make contact. So that's what it's all about, getting on the air with anything you got, and long wires are a great way to do that. So thank you. I appreciate it. Next on the list is VE7KI. Michael, you have the floor.
And V0X in the net for Victor Echo 7 Kilo India, and usually listening when I get a chance to do so, and haven't been doing a lot of radio work unless you're counting Echolink, which some people don't count as radio. And looking down the list, well, we have the hand conference in there, so we have a lot of radio in here as well. Just reset up my SDF account again. Because it keeps expiring after so many months. I don't use it that often, mainly because it's an ANSI-oriented system, and that means I got to make a whole lot of changes in how my terminal reacts to ANSI. So when I hit backspace keys and shift keys and things like that, I get a whole pile of caret stuff on my screen, and it makes it a little bit tough to deal with. But I do use Unix, Darwin. And, of course, Debian 8, 9, and 10 on the server. So this particular server is running Debian 9, I believe. Antennas, I use a whole lot of them, but currently mainly my HF work is outdoors. And for outdoor work, I use NFED dipoles, which I think is kind of a misnomer because there's only one wire coming off the long end there. But with the right transformers, it seems to work. So I have all sorts of portable antennas for VHF, UHF, up into the gigahertz range as well. And of course, there's a G5RV or two in my toolkit in case I need them. This is a Victor Echo 7 Kilo India. I'm back to NV0X.
VE7KI and V0X. Well, thank you very much for being here today and for checking in and telling us about your antenna setups. And hopefully we can get the SDF Unix or the terminal issues worked out so that you can join us on there a little more if you like. We'd love to have you around. And so with that, next on the list is W0TTY. Stephen, you have the floor.
Thank you, MB0X, for running the net. Hello and welcome. This is Stephen, W0TTY, ISDF user name SMJ. And I had to re-image my All-Star node, so I think it's doing better now. And right now I'm using a Slim Jim, 2 meter 440, one of the November 9 Tango Alpha X-ray roll-up antennas. And I'm talking through that with my FT1 XD, and then there's a little stubby antenna on the Nano AE. But my main antennas that I use right now is a 2 meter 440 Nagoya, which is It's mounted on my car, and I use that for local repeater work when I'm driving. And then recently I got an Aero 2 3-element, 2-meter, 7-element 440, and that has been a lot of fun. Like I mentioned last week, I made a first soda contact, and I've been meaning to do that, but I've only been able to, you know, try with vertical, and I just was not able to make any contacts with that. But the Yagi is great, and a couple of us here in the Seattle area are hoping to try DMR Simplex with the PSRG local group. And just like Guillermo, I mostly live in apartments, so in fact 100%, and no real place to put up large antennas or anything like that. So for HF, the best I've done so far is again, I tried a room antenna once, and that really didn't work that great. I had a tuner and everything for it, and that just didn't really work. So you tried a couple of things, you know, out the window, and that didn't work either. Long wire. But I mostly have not been building my own antennas, rather than obviously buying antennas, because you learn a lot when you make an antenna. But it's just there are some folks out there that make some really nice products that are the price or less, if you can factor in time. So you might as well just support them and buy their great products. So for HF, I'm going to try a magnetic loop, because I've heard people have good results from apartments using those. So that's what I'm going to try next. But yeah, great topic, and sure. I mean, this hopefully will get a lot of talk from folks listening on the net right now. So. Thanks for bringing it up. W0TTY, back to net.
W0TTY, NB0X. Well, thank you for checking in and being here today. And yeah, that's really interesting. So this kind of dovetails in with, I'll talk about my antenna setup here a little bit. I also have an N9 TAX Slim Jim. That's great for portable VHF, UHF ops. And I also have a ELK log periodic antenna that's great for VHF, UHF. I want to do some satellite work with it. I just haven't really had an opportunity yet, but I did play a VHF contest a couple years ago with it when I got it. And so it's I really like that antenna. It's really nice. I also have a discone antenna that's mounted on the roof that I use for VHF, UHF, but it's rated from 50 megahertz up to over a gigahertz, I think like 1,200 or 1,300 megahertz. So I hope to get some more use on it in some other bands besides just VHF, UHF. Let me pause. And then I have a tri-band antenna on my car for my mobile operations, 2 meter, 220, and 440. Let's see. And then mag loops were mentioned a couple of times, so I really am wanting to build a mag loop antenna and try that out. I think that those will be really good. So I'm looking forward to doing that at some point. I know they're very narrow bandwidth, but I've heard really good things about them, so I'm looking forward to that. Okay, so that's my antenna setup. So at this time, I hit the bottom of the list. I'd like to open it up to additional check-in. So if you've been listening to the net and haven't checked in yet and would like to do so, please come now with your call sign, SDF username if you have one, and QTH, and let us know that you'd like to check in. So please come now.
Victor Kilo 2, Fox Tango Lima Juliet. First North Tiny.
AVK 6PQQ, Reg here in West Australia.
All right, I heard two check-ins. So we'll start with, I believe, let me know if I got this wrong, but I think it's Victor Kilo 2, Foxtrot Tango Lima Julia, Tony. Juliet. Tony, you have the floor.
Yeah, okay, thank you for letting me in. I've just got to go to work at 1 o'clock, so hopefully we won't be going that long, although you never know. Nice to make your acquaintances. Yeah, I was supposed to take a semi-truck out this morning, but I broke the brakes on the trailer. I broke a brake line. I don't know how I did that. An airline. So that's been fixed now, so I'm running again tomorrow. Got to go in this afternoon and do a couple of local loads. Yeah, I run a center-fed dipole for 40 meters, which I built myself. It works reasonably well. Not very high, up about 19, 20 feet. I'm pretty happy with the results I get on that. Recently, about 12 months ago, I added a Hustler 4BTV vertical, ground-mounted. Exceptionally good antenna. Very good. Put some ground radials out under the lawn and keep them as moist as I can. It's very hard at the moment. We're in the middle of a drought and everything is really dry, but I've been tipping the washing machine water on it just to keep it wet. Grey water. It's water. It's wet. It keeps it damp, so that works. And I use the Diamond X30 just for local 2 meter 70 centimeters, which is up reasonably high. It all works well. HF, I run a old TS440 with internal tuner. It works good. Coupled up to a Yaesu MD100 through an adapter. That's my radio. It works pretty well. UHF VHF, I use an ICOM IC207H. I got all old radios, but they work. I also drive an old truck and it works too. Bit like the old guy driving it. Back the neck can drop.
Well, VK2, FTLJ, well, thank you very much for checking in. Was there anything else on that, or were you done?
Nah, just a little bit about myself. I'm in Orange, Central New South Wales. I'm about 300 kilometres west of Sydney, in the Central Tablelands, up over the Great Dividing Range, in the Central Tablelands of New South Wales, at about 1,000 metres above sea level, and current weather conditions for my township, 32 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but it's pretty warm, 32 degrees. And 26% humidity outside. That's 1,014 hectopascals relevant humidity. My stupid weather station says it's going to rain, but I go outside and there's not a cloud inside. I think that's wishful thinking. That's all for me, guys. For now, back to you.
Well, very good, Tony. Thank you very much for checking in today. We're glad you were here and got to hear about the your antenna setups and the weather down there. I always love to hear how things are going down under, so I appreciate it. Appreciate that. With that, next on the list, also going back down under, Reg, VK6BQQ, you have the floor.
NV0X in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, my last 6 months I've been traveling, so antennas we don't play too much, but got a couple of poles up in the air and using just the commercial 2-meter dipoles, folded dipoles, and UHF dipoles. We got a shack inside the house and one outside in the patio area, so we got radios and antennas all over the place using a sloper for the HF. Although the bands have been pretty dead, so it's powered down for the moment. In any event, all good. And just as a point of interest now, the your net is being carried with Michael's servers up in Abbotsford, British Columbia. We had a bit of a interlude, and we were running the servers out of Melbourne, I think it was. So everything's back up into Abbotsford, British Columbia, so we'll thank Michael for that, and he's got a couple of net pages out, so I'll let him talk about that. In any event, we use Echolink 99% of the time, so here we are. Matthew, always a pleasure, sir. KB0X and the group, BK6DQQ, Reg in Western Australia.
BK6BQQ and B0X. Well, thank you very much, Reg. It is always a pleasure to hear you on here, and so I'm very glad that you joined us today, and much appreciated. And glad you're back from your travels now. Back in Perth, are you, or near Perth?
Yes, sir. I don't have any plans for the next 6 months. Although my wife, she's decided she's going back up to Indonesia this month, and she'll be up there for a month. Her brother passed away late January, so that was sad. So she's got some family matters to look after, so I've decided I'm staying here in Western Australia. She's going back up into Indonesia, and maybe I'll get a chance to play more radio. But any event, all good, sir. Yes, we're back in Western Australia.
All right, very good, Reg. Thank you again for being here today. I appreciate it. I have a few lists or call signs listed here on the Echolink screen, so I'll call a couple of those, and they haven't checked in yet, and see if anybody would like to join us today. So I will start with KA0YCU. Robert, are you here and would like to join in the net this afternoon or evening or wherever you may be? Please come now if you'd like to join. Okay, nothing heard. And so also on the list I have KF8RV. Mark, if you're here and would like to join, please come now. Okay, nothing heard. And next on the list I have AG5RB. Ross, are you here and would like to join in the net this today?
Good evening. This is Ross, AG5RB. Yeah, I tried to check in that last round, but I think I doubled with one of the Australia stations. Yeah, tuned in a little late, so I'm not sure exactly what the topic is tonight. It sounds like it has to do with what antennas you have up. Is that correct?
Yeah, Ross, that's right. We're just talking antennas today. I want to hear about what you're using for an antennas and across any of the bands and anything that you would like to offer regarding antennas. It'd be nice to have a little technical talk here. So whatever you might have to offer, we'd love to hear.
Well, I have played around with some homemade dipoles. Haven't really had a lot of success. Haven't really spent a lot of time pursuing it. I have a Comet GP1 dual band 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna up that I normally do, and that's what most of my ham radio stuff is 2 meter 70 centimeter. But I have, like I said, I played around with some homemade dipoles, and I need to get back to that. I need to get some more coax so I can get it out in the yard somewhere.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, thank you very much for checking in tonight. Did you have anything else before I move on?
No, that was all for tonight. Glad to be here. And 73, everybody, AG5RB.
All right, AG5RB, NB0X. Well, again, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. And sorry to everybody for the local talk. Good night. Good morning for those of you, or evening, or wherever your time might be. I try to be cognizant of that, but it's easy to fall into. So. Are where we are at GlobalNet, and love having everybody here. Let's see. I think I had one other person on the list. Let's see if they're here and want to join. Oh, they look like they dropped off. So at this time, we'll call for any new check-ins, any recheck-ins. If you're here listening, like to add to the conversation or re-add something to the conversation, please come now.
PY2 BIR, we check.
PY2 BIL, Guillermo, you have the floor.
Thank you, Matthew. I just wanted to mention my satellite antennas. I didn't mention those. So though I have a couple that I put together myself. One is Moxon Yagi. That's a quite interesting antenna, where the Moxon piece is for VHF. And then you have a Yagi for UHF laid on the same plane, let's say. And it's inductively coupled to the driver of the Moxon. So it's close, very close, maybe half an inch apart. And it works pretty well for satellites or, for that matter, for any other VHF or UHF directional work you want to do, right? So it's very directional, so it works very nice. And the other one is a homemade arrow kind of antenna, which is VHF and UHF, obviously, 90 degrees, so it's sort of a cross kind of an antenna, right? So they are 90 degrees apart. So on a plastic boom, right? So it works very nice, but you have to use a duplexer in order to get that to one feed.
そろそろ
line. If you use
この番組は
radio, radios, no problem. That's what we do sometimes.
As I read for your listening pleasure, mostly science fiction.
So hopefully that was
story
not
too long. 75
so
or 100 years old.
PY2BIL.
PY2BIL, thank you. That Moxon Yagi sounds like a really interesting antenna. I might have to look into that sometime. That sounds really fun. I'd like to see how that works. So if you have any build plans or websites that would point to something like that, I would appreciate it if you dropped it into the Echolink chat if you could.
Yeah, I may have some drawings to share, maybe through the mailing list. It's probably easier than to the chat here. I'll make a note here, and maybe tomorrow I'll send that out. Back to you, Net Control.
All right. Thank you very much, Guillermo. And since you brought the mailing list, I will tell everybody we do have a email list if you would like to join. You can get notifications of the SDF Amateur Radio Club-related discussions. It's a fairly low-volume list, and I think it's fairly high signal-to-noise ratio. I don't think we've ever had any noise on the list. So you're welcome to join. And I think there's instructions on the website at sdfarc.org. And you can go look there and see how to join the list if you like. With that, I will put out another call for check-ins or recheck-ins. If you'd like to discuss anything more about antennas or if you'd like to join in the net tonight, please come now with your call sign.
Okay, A0YCU. User ID is White Knight 32 Kansas, Robertson, Kansas. Question, has anybody tried the new antennas for M2 antenna systems for SAT duty? I've been looking at them pretty hard lately, over.
All right, K0YCU, thanks for checking, and I will put that question out to the group. And does anybody have any information on Robert's question? If you do, please come now with call sign.
W0TTY.
W0TTY. Steven, please go ahead.
Thank you, Matthew. I didn't quite catch the antenna that K0YCU mentioned, one of the reasons why I got the Yagi three element 2 meter Yagi was to start working satellites and the ISS. I'm just curious, the antenna he's talking about, if he could come back and maybe talk a little bit about that, and I'd like to hear about it. W0TTY.
All right, KA0YCU, Robert. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about the antenna? I don't know that anybody's familiar with it, but if you have some information on it, I think everybody would like to hear about it. So with that, KA0YCU, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, folks. This is KA0YCU returning. It looked like several vertical loops, stand a basketball up on axis and you'll see several of the ring dividers, like an orange, and it sits on top of a ground plane. I'll see it's about probably 6 or 8 vertical loops on top of a ground plane. I don't know how they're fed or phased. That's why I thought I'd better ask around, see what people have tried. They do make it in a 2 meter and 440 setup, but I haven't gone any further than that. Over.
All right, and what is the, do you know the model name and the or the website for this antenna?
I could nose around, but it knocked me off echo link to do so. Hold on, I'll do that, and I'll come back into the group, if you would. KA0YCU.
Okay, very good. Well, while he's looking that up, I'll put it out again for any rechecks or new check-ins. Please come down with call sign.
Kilo November 4, Oscar Tango Foxtrot, KF4OTF, Jerry in Quinter, Kansas, mobile, checking in.
KN4OTF, Jerry, welcome to the group tonight. Glad that you're here. and you have the floor. We're talking about antennas, what antenna setups you're using and what you like and anything related to antennas that you want to tell us about, we would love to hear. So with that, KN4 OTF, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just logged in to Ham and heard the net. I figured I'd check in. The one antenna I've been looking at is, I think it's a Hustler or something like that. It's a really nice HF antenna that does all bands from 80 down to 6. And it seems like it's going to be a real nice antenna when I get it mounted in the truck. Back over to the group.
All right, Jerry. Well, thank you for checking in. I'm glad you made it in. I'm glad you were here. I appreciate it. Anybody else want to check in or recheck? Please come now. All right, nothing heard. So we'll give Robert another second to see if he has any more information on that satellite antenna. With that, I'll just open up for one more round of check-ins or rechecks. Anybody wants to add anything to the conversation today, please come now.
AB9FJ with a recheck.
Wayne, please go ahead.
This is just an off-the-wall idea. When I heard, a couple of you guys talking about living in an apartment, which kind of limits the kind of antennas you can put up, especially on HF, for some reason I remembered a project that I read about years ago. I never actually tried to build one of these, but the idea stuck in my mind. It's a horizontal loop. It's a multi-turn loop. And let's say you've got, the bedroom that you're using as your ham shack in an apartment. Maybe it's like 8 by 10. So, you've got some space up around the ceiling, around all the walls. So, let's say 8 by 10, that's what, 36 feet. So take about 36 feet of 25-conductor ribbon cable. I think a lot of the guys here are IT oriented, so you know how to lay your hands on some ribbon cable. So you take the ribbon cable and you attach it to the walls just under the ceiling all the way around the room and form a complete circuit. And then where the ends of the ribbon cable meet, you offset them by one wire. And then you solder the individual conductors together so that you've got like 24 wires soldered together, and the 25th wire is kind of loose on each end, and that's your feed point. So you've got, I don't know, do the math there, what did I say, 36 times 25, that's a humongous amount of wire there, and you put a tuner on it, and like I said, I've never actually tried this, but the thought of that, and being around ribbon cable all the time, it's seemed like something that would be cheap and easy to do. So I just wanted to throw that out there, and maybe that will inspire somebody to give it a try. AB9FJ, 73, everybody.
Oh, Wayne, well, that's great. It's a great idea. It's really interesting. So thank you for adding that to the conversation. And at this time, is there anybody else that would like to check in or recheck for the SF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net? This is Net Control Operator NB0X. Please come now. All right, nothing heard. And I'll give you one more chance, Robert. KA0YCU, did you have anything else you wanted to add tonight or today?
Okay. I just tossed in a web link for the 440 version of the antenna.
I do take that back. It's two vertical loops over a ground plane. They might be phased. I'm not certain.
Hello, Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
For a good high angle sat pass and low angle. The ground plane I've used over the years has 45 downband radials for the ground plane, and it doesn't see much over 12 degrees over the horizon. There and down, it won't see. And dead overhead, there's a cone of silence. You won't hear anything either. This looks like it might be a good universal omni replacement.
Oh, it does sound like an interesting antenna, especially for satellite work. Yeah, I don't know if you have any more information or a link to it. Maybe you can send it to the email list or otherwise forward it to Wayne or myself, and we can distribute it to the email list if you're not on it. So did you have anything else to add on that, Robert? This is NB0X.
Okay, I put a link in a text window there for you folks. And if you want, my email is good in QRZ, and you can add me to your list all you want. Over.
All right, Robert, thank you very much. I saw the link, and hopefully folks will be able to take a look at that and maybe have some comments next week if anybody wants to revisit the topic. With that, I will take one last call for check-ins or rechecks. This is NB0X running the STF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Please come now if you'd like to check or recheck. All right, nothing heard. So, thank you all for being here today. This concludes this week's STF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0 hours 47 minutes Zulu. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can join our AfterNet in the STF DMR talk group, number 31650, or join us in COM or IRC on the STF servers. And so the net is now closed. This is Net Control Station November Bravo Zero X-Ray out.
Hello on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
そろそろこの番組は違います。
Hello on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
Thank you.